The musician, formerly and now once again known as Prince, brought his new musicology tour to Los Angeles last night. The event was broadcast live to about 40 movie theaters around the country. We sent Day to Day's musical contributor, David Was of the band Was Not Was, to one of those theaters in the L.A. suburb of Alhambra.
Prince followed in the footsteps of funk pioneers like George Clinton and James Brown. Here was a songwriter invading the same precincts, but with a kind of Lennon-McCartney lyricism to go with the big bass drum. But he also emptied out the groove. This was the advance that Prince brought in, is even in songs like When Doves Cry, where there's absolutely no bass guitar. It's carried by the rhythm track. Prince was kind of the pioneer of a certain use of a drum machine that was the rage at that time in the 80s, called the Lynn drum. So those characteristic sounds we'd never heard before, a snare drum sounding like a ping pong ball on a table, he incorporated in a sort of natural way. He made a machine sing. All the more irony in that he's presenting himself on this tour as the messiah of live music.
This is real music by real musicians.
But today, in this milieu of hip-hop, he may sound a little quaint, like the Beatles sounded to Michael Stipe when he said it sounded like elevator music. In fact, I recall when he opened up for the Rolling Stones many years ago, before he was a household word, I believe on an evening where he wore ladies' lingerie out in front of the crowd and got pelted with fruit. Now, he would live to surmount this indignity and define the sound of an era. But today, you know, the guy is about as dangerous as Doris Day, even though he's always been this auteur musician. That always acquits him. He is a guy who can sit behind the drums or the guitar or the piano and just burn. Hard to compare a guy like this, even though hip-hop is having its day, to three guys, you know, walking around like prize fighters shouting into mics. This guy is a preening, mincing cock of the walk, but he's shouting from the rooftops like a church preacher, like a gospel singer, like an R&B shouter, and the tradition continues.
Prince performing in concert last night, and for our review, thanks to David Was. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.